Good afternoon, Jane. This is Jeff Wolf, and thank you for calling me back. Jane, I'd like to ask you some questions relevant to Edward Smith.
Okay.
First of all, I want to verify that you are Jane Severin that has currently your position as a manager of North America Regulatory Affairs at DuPont Corporation. And you do have a PhD in packaging, so that would mean that you have a strong expertise in the field of packaging.
Yes, medical and pharma packaging especially.
Okay, that's great. The reason I'm calling you is that I would like to verify some facts about Ed Smith. And first question I have for you is the length of time that you have known him, and in what capacity did you know him?
Ed and I worked as peers for approximately 3 years, and then I've known him professionally through associations and within the industry for over 10 years.
Okay, and when you worked as peers, what company was that at?
Sharing Plow.
All right. And how would you compare his work ethic and business results with other people that you've worked with?
I think Ed was exceptional. The strengths that he brought to the table primarily his ability to get along with multiple functional areas, to understand what their needs were, and to use that knowledge to push forward an initiative or a project. So he was extremely effective and consistently met his goals and projects.
Okay, and can you comment on his interpersonal skills in a work environment?
Yeah, his interpersonal skills were exceptional. It was a very, very, the time that we were at Sharing Plow was a very stressful, difficult time as Sharing Plow was entering into a consent decree situation. So when I worked with Ed, he was at the corporate headquarters, and I was in a facility in Memphis, Tennessee, and all of the facilities within the corporation had to interact, and specifically we were working on validation, process validation, and computer validation, etc. So Ed was leading the initiative, and there was a lot of competing opinions, etc. So he was able to facilitate that and move things forward in a positive way.
Okay. And about his own particular experience in the pharmaceutical and healthcare area of packaging, can you make a comment on that?
Ed has been involved in a number of aspects of pharmaceutical and medical packaging, which I think is definitely one of his strong suits. So he brings a large variety of experience. Different companies, different sizes of companies, so all of that helps him in subsequent jobs. He also was one of the leading founder and a leader of Pharmaceutical Technical Exchange, which encompassed a lot of packaging professionals from multiple pharma companies, and I participated in many of those and presented at them, and it was really a valuable networking tool and educational tool. So Ed was very responsible for that.
Okay. And what do you see as his greatest strength?
His ability to get along with people and use that in order to push the company's objectives and department objectives.
Okay.
As well as his technical problem-solving abilities.
If you've had experience working directly with Ed on packaging projects, did he demonstrate specific technical skills, creativity, and innovation?
Yeah, definitely. The situations that I can think of were equipment and process related. So very, very knowledgeable about packaging equipment and troubleshooting and being creative in order to solve problems. So he has a great deal of experience in that area.
Okay. Now, do you know of anything that relates to his recent job changes that you mentioning might help alleviate anyone's concern about the fact that he did make a couple of changes in the last couple of years?
When Ed changes job, it's for a for a very good reason, whether it be career development or for personal reasons. In this specific case, for a career development opportunity.
Right. Well, I have more information that I can share separately with the company and that he may not have shared with anybody else other than me, based on me working with him. And I will mention that we called you as a reference for Ed on the cuff without pre-planning this, so that we could get your pretty much your reaction and your comments just as they are honestly coming from you. Is there anything else that you would want to add in regarding Ed before we summarize and close?
No, just that if I were in a hiring management position, I would hire Ed without question.
And you're familiar with a company called Allergan, I presume?
Yes.
This is the company I'm doing this for. Do you think he'd be a good fit at Allergan?
Based on what I know, some personal friends that I have that work there, as well as Allergan being a customer of mine and my previous company, based on that, I think he'd be a great fit.
All right. Well, appreciate it very much, Jane. And if there's any further questions, may I share your phone number and email with the individual that listens to this in case they want to check with you personally?
Sure, of course. I'd welcome that.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jane. I wish you a good day, and I appreciate your help, and I think Ed will appreciate this as well.
Okay. Take care, Jeff.
Okay. Thank you.